Geo, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One phrase that bugs the heck out of me when people are going through a loss, crisis, or tragedy is, if you need anything, call me. Right. People going through emotional devastation with a loss, grief, crisis, or tragedy typically do not pick up the phone and call anyone. Whatever they're going through can be so great that the last thing they're thinking about is what they need. Their problems can seem so insurmountable and overwhelming that they do not want to put anyone out or become a burden to anyone. Last night I was watching Entertainment Tonight as they were doing a piece on the actor Owen Wilson who had allegedly attempted suicide. They were interviewing various movie stars about this when married couple John Travolta and Kelly Preston looked into the camera and Kelly said, "If you need anything, call us." John Travolta followed with, "Yeah, call us." I said out loud, "Why don't you call him, you nitwits?" Geez, I can't stand that line at funerals or anywhere else when someone is suffering devastation, heartache, and grief. Why doesn't the person just say, "Hey, if you need anything, call me because I can't lift up my lazy dang finger and call you myself, or put aside my own lazy dang self to call you in your time of need, desperation, and grief. I'm too busy thinking about me. Just call me so it will be easier on me." I suppose I'm more sensitive to this after experiencing my path of transformation from having a women's clinic to doing what I do now. It was a long, challenging road for quite a while. I definitely learned about having friends and how to be a friend. While creating this website, I actually hit the point of having no food, and I mean none. Folks, it was really bad. I didn't even have money to buy a bag of spaghetti to make that food last. Fast forward, just last year, I was chatting with a friend who was going through a challenging and scary financial time. She was getting more concerned that she might not be able to meet her monthly expenses if business stayed the same. I asked her if she had food and did she need any money for utilities and phone. I went straight to the immediate needs, because I've been there. She said she was fine and she hadn't reached that point. I was fully prepared to load up her refrigerator and cabinets and make certain she had utilities and phone service. The point is, instead of saying, "If you need anything, call me," I believe if you mean it, whatever it is, then they will not have to call you. You will call them. Too many times in my life, I can count when I knew someone needed help and I did nothing. So now, big deal if I run a little late because someone needed help. Big, hairy deal. I don't really want to tell this next little story, but it fits right here, and I'm telling it to you because I feel motivated by spirit to tell you. One day my mom and I had to stop by the chancellery where the archbishop's office is and drop something off for him. It was a blistering hot day. As I came out of the building, there was a woman who had obvious mental problems who was dancing around on the hot pavement. She was scaring the passerbys through her actions as some people clutched their purses, afraid she was going to take their purse, and others were just trying to get her to just move along. I ran up to the car and hopped in as my mom and I sat there quietly looking at her. Then the whole moment registered as I yelled out, "Oh my gosh," and my mom said, "That woman doesn't have any shoes on." As my mom started pushing the shoes off her feet, I was already opening the door. It turns out we were both receiving the same DLG, download from God, at the same time. I jumped out of the car and ran up to the woman and put my arms around her shoulders to slow down her dancing as I helped her into my shoes. I kept saying, "You're okay. Here you go. Here you go. It's okay now. You're okay." She immediately calmed down and walked down the sidewalk as if nothing happened, still mumbling and talking to the wind. Mom and I said nothing about it to each other and just drove around the block, went back to my place, and I put on another pair of shoes. Folks, I'm going to pull the religious card on you right now because it's my website and I can do whatever I want since it is my website. You know the scripture that says, "And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left." Matthew 25:33. The basic and bottom line translation for separating the sheep and the goats is this: it's not what you did, it's what you didn't do. That's the difference between the two. Folks, if you see someone or know someone in need, don't wait for them to call you. It is you who needs to call them. You should be telling these people in need, grief, and despair, "I'm going to call you and check in with you." And when you call, you can say, "I'm going to the store and I need your list." Folks, it's not what you did, it's what you didn't do. Now, Get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Dainda, go hayon. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.